time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Aubrey Bloom and Larry Bowen. Time for today's High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. Larry, I hyped this as the train, the wheel, the momentum, the softball coaches keep coming.
Well, during the playoffs,
they're making moves out there.
Dude, during the playoffs, they're still going. You got to do something. There's, you notice we haven't had any softball coaches on recently whose season is over, right?
Yeah, because this our sport?
I hate to tell you that David has a recorded interview with another softball coach tomorrow, since we're both off tomorrow.
Okay, so well, there you go.
We're in a row. And you talked about the youth of our community. We're going to go to an adjacent community. We're going to talk about Iola softball today. Our guest is going to be Coach Kathleen Laster. Kathleen, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are y'all?
Well, we're crazy, Kathleen, but we're not going to blame that on you, okay? So don't worry about that. Thanks for being with us. We want to talk about your team. You guys are in the 2A playoffs in the second round this week, playing Thorndale, and you'll be playing at College Station High School. So if our listeners just want to go out and see some playoff action, here's another opportunity. But you guys will play a doubleheader at 5:30 Friday, and then the IF game would be at 11 a.m. Saturday. Did I mess up much of that, Coach, or did I get most of it right?
No, it sounds pretty
okay.
Good.
Well,
we're actually going to start that doubleheader at 5 o'clock on
5 o'clock? Okay. Well, sports writers everywhere will love you for that. So you guys are coming off a couple of pretty good wins, Coach, I want to ask you about. You sent something in a couple of weeks ago, and I really appreciated that. But you told us you guys played Burton in a game that was a playoff game for the number 2 seed in your district, and you guys won that one 8-7 with a walk-off, which is always exciting. You got the second seed. And then last week in the first round of the playoffs, you guys beat Sabine Pass 1-0 to advance. A lot of things I want to ask you about, Kathleen. First of all, tell us just a little bit, tell our listeners a little bit about your coaching background, how long you've been at Iola, and maybe what you did before that.
Yes, sir. Well, I am new at Iola. This is my first year. I recently graduated from Texas A&M, so before that I worked at junior college, Gulf Coast State, in Panama City, Florida, and then also coached in Select, both in the Austin area and here around the Brazos Valley. Right.
And I know I did a little research, Kathleen, you're going to be shocked, but I did see that you played at Cedar Park.
I played at Leander High School, yes, sir.
At Leander, okay. I was wondering if you could tell us what this first year has been like. You guys have had some success. You went into a program with a pretty good softball tradition. You know, I've covered Iola some playoff games in the past. I even remember 1 year when they went all the way to the state tournament. So they've had a pretty decent softball history and tradition there. What has the first year been like for you as the head coach there at Iola?
It's been great, you know, getting to know these kids and just kind of getting used to their style of play and them getting used to mine. And thankfully I came into a program with some history, like you had said, and some great coaches in the past. So it was just some fine-tuning and getting to know each other and finding a way to get it done on the field.
The way going into the season, Coach, I don't know how many kids you had coming back. Obviously, a new coach, you really didn't know a lot about what you were inheriting. What kind of expectations did you guys have coming in? Because here you tied for a second in the district, and you've already made the second round of the state playoffs. And that's a pretty successful season for most programs, and I think particularly when you're going through a transition. Going in, did you have a feeling that you guys could do this? Have you been pleased? Did you expect more? What were you thinking about this group going into the season?
Well, I knew that there's definitely talent there. We're pretty old in the infield. We have primarily juniors and seniors in the infield, and I think our big question mark was who was going to fill those outfield roles. We're very young out there. We have two freshmen and a sophomore, and between the three of them, I think they have like one game before this high school season. So they've been great stepping up out there. I think going into season, we definitely expected to make playoffs, and I've kind of told kids from day one that, you know, playoffs was our first goal, but it wasn't the end goal. Our goal was to make a run at state and see how far we can't go with this group and the talent, and they've lived up to it all year long.
It's interesting with the infield and outfield situation. When I was doing the research on you, Kathleen, and you, it had a everybody these days, you're still young enough to have been a part of this because it's just happened in the recent years, but everybody has a recruiting page. And I saw on your recruiting page when you were in high school, it listed every position, I think, except pitcher and catcher. It listed you as third base, shortstop, second base, first base, and outfield. And then it had left field and right field, just in case anybody was wondering if you could play the corner spots too. So obviously you've got some experience to pass on to the kids. And I'm sure it helps. And I've covered this a long time. I'm sure it's good for the kids to have someone who is young, is not exactly their age, but close to their age that they can relate to and that played. I remember covering Iola a few years back when Sarah Zahn was coaching, and it was the same kind of situation. It was someone who had played and was not that far out of college, you know, that the kids could still relate with and could probably get out there and take fielding practice or batting practice with them. I do want to ask you, we're talking Iola softball with Kathleen Laster, and Kathleen, I'm going to put you on the spot here, but that's what being a head coach is all about, is having the writers put you on the spot. I'd like you to talk about some of your top players and team leaders, and you're not going to, don't feel bad because you can't read the whole roster, because just tell the players' parents that I said you couldn't do that. But you tell us about some of your team leaders, some of your top players.
Yeah, thankfully we have lots of experience this year coming back. We have a phenomenal senior battery with my pitcher, Paige Isbell, who's actually the transfer from College Station. And then my senior catcher, Brittany McCowan, who is now going on year number four behind the plate for Iola. So those have really steadied both the defense and, you know, taking up that 3-4 spot in the lineup. And really, to me, you know, Logan Schneer has been a huge defensive star for us at first base and just been solid for us all year long. Chastity Clark was really kind of my excellent surprise at third base. She's been on the team for 2 years. This is the first time she's seen substantial playing time, but she's been phenomenal. Absolutely done great at third base and at the plate. And then I don't know if you can say much more about senior second baseman Michaela Kamak, who's actually was just honored with the KBTX Classroom Champion. She's one of our co-captains. She's just done a great job of leading both by example and stepping up and talking a little bit in the huddle.
Coach, tell us what kind of team you have now. You got to be careful because the folks over in Thorndale are probably listening to this right now, trying to get some kind of insight into the team. But tell us about your team. I look at the scores. Obviously, I haven't seen your kids play, but you won that playoff game for the second seed, 8-7. But then you beat Sabine Pass 1-0. So it looks like you have a team who can, you know, win a slugfest or win a pitcher's duel. You mentioned Paige, and obviously I covered her last year when she was with College Station, and they made the playoffs in 3A. So I know she has a lot of potential as a pitcher. What would you say your team is best at, and is there something that you guys have to really make sure you take care of to keep playing in the playoffs?
Yeah, you know, I think the first couple words that come to mind when I think of my team is goofy and gritty. These kids love it. You know, they have a blast both on the field, in the dugout, in practice, on bus rides. They just enjoy being together. But they're also gritty. You know, they find a way to win close games. And I think that Burton game was a great example. We were at Burton, you know, great softball environment, a little hostile as the visiting team, but we were actually the home team playing at their field. And so I believe Burton went up in, I believe, the third or fourth inning. they had came back from four runs down. They went up 7-6. And going into the sixth inning, we scratched across a run, got it tied, and then in the seventh, you know, that core of the lineup, 3, 4, 5 found a way to get on, and Chastity found a way to get Kayla Dykes home and walked it off. So that grittiness really comes through for us. I think we do a good job of finding our composure. Early in the season, that was something we struggled with, and you know, we're on a nice little 8-game winning streak, and I think the difference is our composure and what we're, you know, able to overcome defensively. Like you said, having Paige on the mound really helps. She's a senior leader, lots of experience, and she's spinning the ball for us and getting a lot of miss hits, which is always nice. Defense likes balls like that. So,
What you need to do, Coach, and since it's your first year, I'll just give you some free advice. You probably want to petition the UIL and see if you can get a red shirt year, get a fifth year for Paige and Brittany, and keep your pitcher or catcher and just kind of build around them. No, I don't know if they'd let you do that. Coach, I appreciate you making the time. I have a question. I love asking coaches about this in the playoffs. You guys played a one-game playoff against Sabine Pass. Now you're going to play best of three against Thorndale, and did you agree with the Thorndale coach? Did you guys have to flip? Did you arm wrestle? How did you guys come up with that? And do you like playing a series instead of just one game?
Well, I do know that I'm glad we didn't arm wrestle, but we did agree to play a 3-game series. So being passed, you know, we ended up winning that one game 4-2, but that one was just kind of out of necessity. We both had athletes at the regional set, and we didn't really have much of an option other than to play one game. So I prefer three, you know, best 2 out of 3. I think it, you know, always shows typically the better team is going to come out on that. You're not going to get something goofy happen. So I think just gives our kids to go out and prove that, you know, they deserve to be here, and they deserve a chance to go to the next round.
Coach, I appreciate you making the time. You know, it's interesting as you described your team and you talked about the grittiness but how they get along and enjoy time together, and maybe that the composure thing has come along as it's progressed. That's really a pretty good analogy for the guys here on the radio show, because we're gritty and we get along together, but composure early in our radio careers was a bit of an issue. So I guess we can relate to the Lady Bulldogs. We want to remind our listeners that the Iola girls will be playing this weekend in College Station at College Station High School in the second round against Thorndale. They'll play that at 5 o'clock, a doubleheader on Friday, and then the if game, if necessary, which Coach Laster hopes it's not necessary, but if it is necessary, they'll play it at 11 a.m. Saturday. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. We appreciate it very much. Good luck in the rest of the playoffs, and we appreciate you keeping us updated with your playoff results, and we'll also be bugging you here in a couple of weeks about nominations for All Brazos Valley, so that's another thing that comes along with being a head coach is David Campbell and I will be bugging you about that. But thanks for the time, and good luck to the Lady Bulldogs.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. Thanks for covering high school softball.
Okay. Aubrey, we span the Brazos Valley.
Well,
but we're kind of in a softball groove right now.
Yeah, y'all are locked in on the softball.
We're locked in.
It's an exciting time of the year. They got a lot going on, and it's a lot of teams from the area doing pretty well.
Yeah, and the second round is good, and we will mention that the baseball playoffs start up this week. We'll talk about that as the week goes along. I'm getting ready to head out to College Station this afternoon and do an interview for a feature there. I know David's going to do a feature on one of the Rudder players. So we're going to hit all the sports. Next week will be nuts, and we'll talk about it as we go, Aubrey, but the state tennis tournament will be here at the Mitchell Center next week, and next week is also the state track meet, which is David Campbell's version of Nirvana.
It's for David Campbell, the state track meet is like Christmas meets Thanksgiving meet. It's like they're all rolled into one.
Yeah.
It's just all one big event for him.
You know, here's how you describe it, and God bless the track people. But he would probably kill to get there. And I would probably kill. No, I'm not going to say that. Anyway, he's our track guru. So we got state tennis.
Hey, if he likes
tennis.
It, he likes it.
Yeah,
there
we got state tennis and state track next week in addition to all of the diamond sport playoffs.
Well, I don't know how we're going to fit it in each day on just one segment, but we will here on the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break and come back and wrap up with the news. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.